All this being to order, welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of October 14th, 2025. The meeting will be called to order at 7:03 p.m. Get a roll call, please, Chase.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Root?
Here.
Danny Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubank?
Here.
Zach Foster Jr.?
Yes.
Tracy Gunderson?
Here.
Billy Gishkin Jr.?
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? All right, any conflicts of interest? Okay, hearing none, we entertain a motion to adopt the October 14th, 2025 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the October 14th, 2025 agenda.
We have a motion by Billy. Do we have a second? By Austin. Roll call, please, Chase.
Lisa?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes. All right, motion carries. At this time, are there any public comments on agenda items? All right, hearing none. On to the certification of the election. And I will hand the floor to Chase.
The general election was held October 7th, and the final results read as follows. For seat A, Austin Roof received 83 votes. There were 14 write-ins and 10 blank. Seat 3, Amy Eubank received 97 votes, with 6 write-ins and 4 blanks. By Jake Dennison, election supervisor hereby certifies that the above election results of the City of Sandpoint's general election of October 7, 2025 have been correctly tabulated. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, we'll have the oath of office.
You have to motion to
need a motion to
approve the election.
Oh,
the certified election.
Okay. At this time, I didn't have that. Okay. Thanks. At this time, we have a motion and a second to approve election results.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 2025 election results.
All right, we have a motion by Bill. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Janie. And we will need a roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack? Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay. So now at this time, we have to have the oath of office. At the same time?
Yeah. You see your name all the same way. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Austin Root.
And you, Amy.
Do solemnly swear
that I will
support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Alaska. And the laws and ordinances of the City of Sandpoint, State of Alaska, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the Office of the City Council, CA. So help me God.
All right. Welcome.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Okay, moving along, next item of business would be the approval of the consent agenda. Everyone had a chance to read over the minute? Corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minute of the September 9th, 2025 council. Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept the consent agenda for September 9th, 2025.
Okay, we have a motion by Amy. We have a second.
A
second. Second by Rita. We'll get a roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to report. And the first report would be Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobs.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Reports and samples were done. We're back down to backwashing once a week. We were out checking for leaks. We installed a new shutoff valve in the trailer court, drained the tanks and ponds at Kelly Avenue Sewer Plant, pumped out the Russiantown Sewer Plant. Alaska Pump Supply helped us install a new pump at the intake pump house. We weed whacked around fire hydrants, cut and hauled alders, ordered some parts for the landfill excavator, changed spark plugs on the water plant truck. Brandon went from water treatment provisional to water treatment one, and we worked with Jade to get Brandon set up for water treatment due distribution class in Fairbanks later this month. Love that.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? Thank you, Dylan. Dr. Brandon. Okay. Moving along to the next report, the Harbor Master's Report of Alan Kuchinoff.
Thanks, Jim. For the month of September, the guys hauled and stored some boats, cleaned up the pad, did some maintenance on the little lift. Our pressure washer is operational thanks to Trident's electrical team. We did some alder removal around the harbor and started the road for the new graveyard with a little more alder removal. And we cleared the entrance to the harbor because it was getting a little rough. And that's all I got to report for the month.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? All right. Seeing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay. We'll move on to the next report. Is the Department of Public Safety with Officer Jeff Wood.
Thank you, Mayor. For the month of September, we had 7 arrests, 1 remand into custody, 8 lodged at the city jail, 31 calls to 911, 27 of those were medical on-call requests. Court's taken, we took an animal call, one burglary, 4 disturbances, 1 call for shots fired, 1 search warrant was served. We recovered a cell phone and 55 grams of methamphetamine. Ran 2 calls for deceased persons. One was natural. The other one is a presumed overdose. 4 medical assists. 1 traffic stop with a violation for arrest of conditions of release. Another traffic stop resulting in an arrest from driving on a revoked license. 1 remanded into custody, lodged, and transported back to Anchorage. Court order document service, a summons, 1 trespass call, 2 ready reports. For those not familiar, those are drunk driving reports that came in. 1 resulted in an arrest. Damaged property report, 2 bench warrants, hit and run that was related to the ready report, and 1 civil disturbance. In addition, we did 83 bar checks. As far as working on stuff, I took on an additional collateral duty of working on the fire boat to try to get that in order. I do appreciate the council's fiscal support. I know it has been a bit of an ask, some of the things that we needed to work on, so I do appreciate that. I've got the paint stripped off all on one side. We do have new paint in, have new electronics for the boat. I will be gone. Casey is our new officer here. Some of you that were here at the work session in Madam Hill, this is Casey Canfield. I worked with him previously in Colorado. You get this word, right? New officer. I will be gone for 2 months, so the chief said he'll try to get some work if he can. If not, I'll get back on that when I get back. There's still a significant amount of work to be done. The oil has to be changed, so I anticipate it probably will be late winter or spring before I can probably have it back in the water. I do have to attend a collateral academy in December, so I'll be back out of it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Any questions or comments, Jeff? All right, thank you. Hearing none. Okay, we'll go on to to the next would be the EMS director, but at this time, that job is posted. If anyone's interested, we are taking applications for that. So we'll move on to the next would be the finance officer, Shar Hansen.
Thank you. Look, we might get to set all this. Our tax revenue for last 3 months,
report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. In October, since the last meeting through now, we've been really busy with personnel. We've been advertising, filling, and changing positions. I've worked with West Marine for the end of contract issues regarding gravel, rent, and lease. I think we've got that all straightened out. Work with Eastern Aleutian Tribes on a new rental lease with an increased amount. We haven't raised that rent in a long time, so we're expecting that to be increased significantly. Also for maintenance, EMS, and we're expecting to get some significant help from them as well for maintenance to the building, such as siding, painting, interior, and the floors. I've been preparing grant reports for the lead pipe project that we did earlier this year or spring, and the risk assessment grant. Those are finalizing those and finish the work. Then reviewing water and sewer and Boat Harbor rates, we're looking to see if we need to do a rate increase, as we haven't done that for a while, and just kind of waiting for our audits and things to see if we need to do that to make sure we're meeting our expense for operations. I've received some information from the state regarding our road projects that I'm working on. These are, again, the neighborhood roads. We need to research grant opportunities now. I think the state has helped me figure out pretty good the cost and our team there in Sandpoint, the mileage and all those particulars that I needed in order to start putting together a project. Also, next meeting or one of the next few meetings, we'll need to improve our capital improvement projects list so that I can work on all those projects again. And I've been working with our attorney on several harbor bills and collections. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, that concludes our report. And so at this time, are there any public comments on agenda items? All right, hearing none. Oh, government.
You got agenda items on our government?
Yes. That would be at the end, like public comment. This is just like if you had something. The next thing would be the ordinance.
Well,
if you had a comment on that.
On the fire, writing it down to, you're sitting there wondering why
he's taken the anodizing off the aluminum. But that anodizing coats the aluminum, and what you're doing there, I hope you got a special coat to go over the aluminum to preserve it, because all you have to do is sand it down to 220 and get it rough, and then you paint over it. All you have to do is get all the wax off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because I've seen that, you know, when you take the anodizing off the aluminum when it builds, you know, it really starts corroding. I learned that from Delta.
Thank you. Oh, that's just what I can't answer that, so thank you. All right. There is another public comment at the end. So, okay. Thank you, Douglas. And so we'll go on to the next order of business would be hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And we have one item, ordinance 2025-02, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending Title 13, Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Sandpoint regarding the metal shipping containers. And do we have a motion and a second to put ordinance 2025-02 on the floor for its first reading? I think we're going to actually put it on the floor with changes. So
yeah.
Do we want to have the motion and then have the discussion?
No, you would put it on the floor, first reading with the following changes.
Okay.
That way. So this, you're not adopting it. It's just on the floor.
Okay. And then we must vote on the wording? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll put on the floor for this first reading. I'll hand for the Deb.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Jade sent me the changed, updated ordinance, but I wasn't able to open that on my computer. Is there any way that you can read that, Jade, if we need to read it?
Sure. We should read it. So, we had a... So we struck through. Okay, go ahead.
Metal shipping containers and all residential, the use of metal shipping containers for storage or others shall be limited to the following ways. All metal shipping containers must be made to conform with a color scheme of adjacent buildings in the zone or the color scheme in which the predominant in the zone. September 15, 2007. If you've already in use, you have already been placed in the zone. All shipping containers being placed in the residential must obtain a temporary use permit, which is valid for a temporary use permit is renewed for up to a year. At the end of the temporary use permit, the storage container must be made to conform with the color scheme adjacent to the zone or color scheme in the predominant, which is in the predominant in the zone. The removal of any shipping container from a property shall be at the expense of the property owner and shall include all costs associated with the equipment, labor, and disposal. Properties located within the residential zoning district shall be limited to a maximum of 3 shipping containers. This ordinance becomes effective 24 hours after adoption. This is just our first reading.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Any comment? For the comments, then we do have a roll call on this.
We need a motion to put on the floor for first reading.
Okay, then we go back and do it again. Okay.
We'll make a motion to put ordinance 2508 on the floor for first reading.
Okay. We have a motion by Bill, second by Austin. No further comments? Roll call, please.
Amy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
And Jack?
Yes.
James? Yes. Rings loud.
All right. Motion carried. Okay. Move on to the next item of business, is old business. Seeing there is none, we'll go on down to new business. And the first is the FY24 audit. And at this time, do we have a motion and a second to accept the FY24 audit?
I'll make a motion to accept the 2024 audit as in our, excuse me, which is in our packet.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Jack? Amy? Any further comments? Not? Get a roll call, please, Jade.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep. All right, motion carries. Okay, well, the next item is the donation policy. We have a motion and a second to bring the donation policy to the floor. No, we do not. We want to, well, it's on the agenda, so we're going to bring it to the floor and then say we need to bring it to another date, or just...
We're looking for more information first.
Okay.
The next meeting.
Yeah. So... Okay.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Amy?
Yeah, the... administration has... understands the directive from council earlier today to bring back a more formal donation procedure along with reports from games of chance and have it the procedure written out on a new form that would be required to fill out. So is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
Another date. Okay. Heard that differently, but we're going to go on to the next item then. Next is a donation request by Paulus Harbor Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock. I was looking for a second word that incorrectly, so it's the Silver Bell Rock, and they have a donation request in the amount of $250.
Make a motion to accept the donation request from Paul Harbor Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock, in the amount of $250.
Motion by Austin. Second.
I'll second.
By Janie. Further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please, Jade.
Jack? Billy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next item, another donation request from the Sandpoint Senior Class. They are requesting $2,000. I know I'm if we have a motion and a second, bring it to the floor to speak on it.
Motion that we
sometimes you let them talk before they make a motion. Yeah, so
I know. But in the book I read, you can't talk about anything without motion. I'm trying to follow up on that.
I'll make a motion to put the initial class for the senior class. Standpoint 2025-2026.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Okay. have any comments? Not sure, Amy?
Can I?
Sure.
Yep. So you guys, myself, I know you have had some fundraising. Is this still the same amount that you're going to need that you talked about in your letter, or has that changed since your fundraisers? Are you closer to your goal than you were?
We are getting closer to our goal. We're about out of the way from our goal.
Okay.
But we can get there quicker.
And you guys got plans to fundraise and stuff like that? You got things set up?
A raffle that we're doing right now, and then we have a colleague.
Okay, cool.
Things in mind. Good. We're working on it. We just did a spaghetti dinner last week. Thanks. Okay, any other discussion? As we had this afternoon. Or the amount. How do you word that?
Due to the uncertainty surrounding our donation ability at this time, we're going to, I would like to make a motion to accept this donation at $1,000 for the class of 2025.
Made a motion for $1,000. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Bill. No further discussion. Roll call, please, Jade.
Teresa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, that concludes our business. And now we'll move on to public comments. Is there any public comment? Douglas? Not to comment on comments. This is pretty heavy, actually. The police department is working at it. We do have, I don't know where they're at on it, though.
So. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, as of the general public, it looks like maybe not much happened.
Right. And I am not a police officer. I have been informed of some of the comments that were made on the social. I don't have any of that, but I actually got someone to print them off for me for people to say that the mayor and some of the council is inhibiting our police department in any way is wrong. We don't have that. We hire a police department to do that job. Yeah. We are not police officers.
Oh,
we don't know how to do that job, actually.
I understand that. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I just want to get the music registered.
And it's always do what you can, whatever it takes within the law to do the job.
Oh, I understand that. We have to go by the law, especially if you're dealers.
Mm-hmm. And then, and I thank you for coming. You're the only one that came. I see there's a lot of people out there.
Well, I've seen different arguments on social media.
Yeah.
But you said tonight that you and me, I've never seen that one.
Well, no, yeah, there's a few. I've got some of the comments from some of them. For some of them to say that we don't care, we do. It matters a lot.
Yeah, see, I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did say one comment about that. I've been waiting for a call back from Rick for a year now.
Oh, well,
we didn't forget about you. We'll call you back.
Yeah, I don't
remember that.
I understand what you're saying.
No, that's why I'm so frustrated.
I have not. None of us have.
Some other
yeah, I know. We're not inhibiting any.
I wasn't getting at that.
Well, that's where some people are making that. I didn't say you were there.
Yeah.
Not at all. But for anyone to say that, we're here to uphold the laws. And I found it a little offensive, actually, some of the questions and who brought them up. Some of it had to do that with that drug bust they had. And to say that I or someone was in favor of the person who was responsible for doing that over our own police department is a total embarrassment to even think that way. I care about everybody the same. Our officers, all those kids that are on drugs, everybody. And we all do, but there is a system we have to follow. And I can't go bust heads. You know, we have police officers that do these jobs. And we can all complain about it. The problem is still there. But they are working on it. And I don't have the details. And I shouldn't have them. It's a really closed unit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm not a police officer. But we are working on it. And it's a big deal. There's a lot of people pointing fingers at us like we're not curing the problem. We aren't the problem. We are all trying to fix the problem. That's how I see it. But we are working on it. Diligently, I guess, would be the proper word. If you don't get it all correct, it gets thrown out of court.
Oh, I know. It's the med law.
So they have to do their job to get it. It takes a long time. And when you look at other states and other places, at the state level, you take them to jail, they get out the next day. So they're all trying to take it to the federal level, which is taking a lot of information to get it done properly. To say they're not doing anything is totally false. But I'm hurt as you are.
It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. But what can we do more? Yeah, there's a lot. Plus, we've already decided we want to get some help for the addicts. You know, as a community, we discussed it here after meeting. We wanted to get to the point where helping both sides of that fence.
Yes.
You know, we got to stop it. Plus, we got to do something for the people that are on it. We got to get them off.
But we really can't do nothing for the addicts.
We got to try.
People have to come to get the help. They're the ones who,
yeah,
you know.
Right. Plus, we want to get some kind of information for the kids still in school. We want to reach them, too, that they don't come up into this and see how bad it really is. If you say we don't care, that's not true. I mean, you didn't say that. I've seen other people comment that off of
well, I found that didn't care.
Easily.
But, you know, like I said, you know, I've been
yeah.
always told, and he said we can do them with it.
Yeah, they
call you back.
And I don't have a lot of that. And if the council's job isn't police work, making policies, you know, to accuse or to blame them for this stuff is not the role at all. We all care, though. I will say that.
And one more question. Is it true that the city quit funding the officer?
No, the city has never funded them that I know of. It was the borough was funding this program, and then EECS took it over a while back. The city, a city has to hire them because EECS can't hire a police officer. I don't know if the borough did it. They should have been from a city, which would have been Sandpoint, as far as
well,
I could tell.
The borough here, I didn't know what happened. The borough meeting.
Yeah, it had to be run through a city. So ours became the elected city. We do, some people are saying that too. We didn't want that. We love having that. But we have parameters here within our city that have to be followed. We have a way that we pay people that had to be worked at. But, you know, he is our employee, even though he's.
Yeah, I don't know why we put him out in the past.
We couldn't afford him. Officer in Anchorage,
yeah,
we really couldn't.
Hard
time affording. No,
season and then this fall was just.
Yeah. Which is a smart fella. Like I said, it must be hard doing that job. His group has been outstanding from what we're told compared to DEA and FBI. That they have a great success rate, so whatever it is they're doing a good job of it. No, but we're not informed of all the stuff, we can't be.
Yeah,
ongoing. But I thank you for coming and commenting. I wanted to actually talk about some of these comments people have, and I don't know how many people listen on the radio, but we do care. But there's limits to what the city can do.
You
know. I'm bummed. We lost a lot of people in this town. We've had this system, our harbor master, and our people dig a lot of holes up there. Anyway, thanks. If there's nothing else, any other public comments? No, we'll go on to council comments. Any council comments? Amy?
Yeah, I want to thank Alan Aldred for his work with CMS. Did an outstanding job. I know it was a lot, but I just, you know, he took that. He was organizing things, and he did a really good job. I wanted to say publicly thank you for that. Also, Brandon Gunnarsson for, like, stepping up and getting some extra, I don't want to say extra, more training in his water. That takes a lot of outside work at home, doing that kind of stuff for a city, and I appreciate that. And thanks for sticking up for us. I appreciate that. I do. And then I wanted to welcome the new police officer. So we have three police officers, and I appreciate you too. So thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Any other comments?
Oh,
Jane.
I thought this was during a workshop last month, but just talking about the drug problem and stuff, I feel like, in my opinion, that we really need to work as a community, not look to one direction of one group of people. Sorry, I don't talk very well in front of groups of people. But I really think we need to do drug prevention for our youth and work as a whole community as one, not just the city, not just all these other organizations by themselves, but as one. We need to work together. We can't just depend on one group. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Any other comments?
Awesome. I'd like to also welcome our new police officer, Casey Canfield. Thank you so much for joining us. Pleased to have you here. I hope it's a successful time for you. Also, second what Amy said about Alan's time at EMS, it was great to have him here. I hope that we're able to fill that position quickly or find some sort of solution that allows the ambulance service to begin again. I also am thankful. I want to thank the finance department and Debbie for getting the FY24 audit, hopefully get the 25 in and start finding a better understanding of where we are financially. I think that now that we're getting a grip on it, we need to figure out what to do with it. You know, I'm glad we're having a decent year for fishing. for the summer. It hopefully gives us a little bit more wiggle room to breathe. But looking at how much, you know, costs keep rising and revenue doesn't, I'm just very for us to think about how do we start increasing revenues. We can do things like fund public safety and get more opportunity for police department, law enforcement to work on drugs and do all these sorts of things, and support our public works director and public works departments. They're doing great work as well. Thankful for everything that they're doing, and just want to make sure that we're going to stay running.
All right. Awesome. Okay, any other council comments?
Hey, I'd like to, is there a way we can have a special meeting and talk more about our finances and where we're at exactly? Like as a council on, and then kind of like maybe set some goals on where we see ourselves being. Because I feel like we're almost there and understanding everything. Maybe you guys understand a lot more than I do, but I feel like we need to talk more as a council about that. That's just something that I don't know how you guys are feeling about it, but I'd like to have more in-depth conversations. Sometimes it's hard to have those conversations without, you know what I mean? Like, I need to ask more questions. Sometimes I don't want to ask those questions, like, publicly. So is there a way we can meet and talk more about our goals going forward with our financials that we have?
Yeah, thanks, Amy. I do believe so. Debbie, we were planning something for our next meeting. Or I'm sure we could have a special meeting for it. I think that's very important.
Yeah, we have been talking about that, and I believe it might be. I know we talked about making it one of our strategic goals. And we will, I believe we will have something at the next workshop on finances, as well as the other roles of the administrator and mayor. So we should have some good stuff. I know you probably didn't hear today, but Char actually gave all the department heads a copy of their budgets. We're trying to make them in charge of their budgets so they can control their spending and know where they are to make them more accountable. So we are getting there. And I think that we will have some, we've been trying to, like Austin asked today, you know, going out 10 years or so and putting together some charts and things. And I think we can do that. I talked to Char actually after the last meeting because I just wanted to use the audit for some of that stuff. I think we can put that together. So we should be able to have a pretty good in-depth conversation at the next workshop about finances.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. So we are planning and hoping to have something soon. Is that the next meeting? That sure comes soon. Or if it's a special meeting, we'll try to get something organized.
I'm feeling like, you know, I get the packet, I read through it, I get rushed, and I don't feel like, I need to, we all kind of need to take a step back instead of just use, like, you know, we get here at 2 and we're trying to get through it fast because we all have lives, but at some point we need to, like, really sit down and talk about what's going on overall. So that's kind of why I proposed that.
I think we can look at that. Get it together. Okay. Or even a workshop. We're allowed to come together in a workshop, are we not? So.
Open to the public. It's depends on if you're have a public or an executive session.
Yeah, it depends on what's in there. We'll try to get that together. So we have to get back to you with that and to the organized part of it. Okay, thanks, Amy. Any other comments? No, I'd like to thank Douglas for coming in and highlighting that. Very important. And I hope, I'm trying to call Keith. We've got to organize something. I'd like to have a community thing where we can get a lot of people to come together, try to figure out a problem. Have it here, have it in the gym. But, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of him first. He's overall the medical part, we need, I don't know what, how to put it together. That's something I'm trying to do. And it'll involve the police. It'll involve that aspect. You know, if we get everybody together, we're going to have a lot of questions, I'm sure. But we need to come up with something. You know, to try to take care of ourselves. I'm still trying to figure out how to organize it. And I think I'll get the idea from maybe, like he's maybe done something or seen it. Never done this.
Who's on it?
Yeah, because I think once you get a few people, they're going to have some shouting, probably. There's going to be some mad people. There's going to be some people that are just trying to, you know, just different people. So it's going to be a big conversation when we have it, I'm sure.
Jim?
Yeah.
Good chat. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
I just want to say that we can brainstorm all we want on this drug problem. I know this council has put a lot of effort into it, and our police department has put a lot of effort into getting this thing under control. But until the judges quit slapping hands, people are going to continue to be rubber balls, bounce back and forth, back and forth. And I don't know, I've thought a lot about this over the last couple of years, but I don't see the solution. I don't know what it is. Somebody smarter than me maybe can get something going. But a lot of people go in. These guys spend a lot of time developing cases. A lot of time goes into it. And they go through the process. They get the guy in front of the judge. You see? See you later, time served, or some silly thing. There's a problem in the justice system. Not that the people don't want everybody to be straight and the best for their kids, grandkids, and everybody else. But until some of these judges start getting held accountable, people need to know who they're voting for on these elections. Because these slap-on-the-hands guys, I never seen it work in my life.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, any further council comment? If not, I think there's still one more item. I just don't have that up right now. And isn't there about next meeting? I think we have to have leases on our next meeting because we may not have a meeting in December because at the time of the AML, if we go to that, unless we do a different date, we've done that before for our meeting. So I'm going to make sure if we're going to do some things with our, well, we have to approve, so we need to make sure we do that on the next meeting. If we have changes, maybe we have to bring them, suggest some changes to the leases that are having ready for the next. I don't know anyone else on that next meeting date. I thought we were going to, I thought we'd talk more about this in the workshop, and I forgot.
November 11th is the second Tuesday. Is there a different time that we need to have it in November?
No, November's good. December 8th through 12th is AML, I believe. So that would probably, it might not make that. I don't know when that
is. Is it open that day? You guys open that day? November 11th? It's a hot city holiday, but.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, no. We might have to move a day up.
Veterans Day.
Oh, so. It'll be the only one in the city working that day.
I'll take Monday off. It's fine.
We can move that, actually. You know, we've done a lot of moving.
The next day, the 12th. Yeah,
we can do the
Wednesday, the
12th. Yeah, that would be,
nope.
I mean.
Okay. But Monday, the 10th.
Yeah.
Open. Is there somebody else in town that does a first Monday or the second Monday or something? No, not for Veterans Day, I don't think. I mean, take
Veterans Day
off? Yeah.
No,
nobody's on
them. Girls on the 13th, and of course, whenever they do. So we should move it up one day then?
Yep.
Okay. That sounds good. We have brought that up, perhaps. Trying to go to work on a holiday.
It works.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are tough. Well, you get the extra bucks.
Oh, that's why.
No,
but all the veterans will pay for dinner, or lunch up there. They'll have to stay.
Anyway, okay, thank you. So if there's nothing else, we'll go on to adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Bill. Second.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. 7:53. All right, thanks, everybody. Great meeting. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
For the wording? Yeah.